I'm Manny Pacheco, and once again, let's visit Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning paperback telling America's story through the character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. We're going to look at the importance of big band swing during the studio era. Since this was the most popular style of music between 1935 and 1955, it's inevitable that influential band leaders would become cinematic stars. Like jazz, swing was created by African Americans. Louis Armstrong candidly defined it this way when asked during an early episode of the Bing Crosby radio show. Ah, swing. Well, we used to call it ragtime, then blues, then jazz. Now it's swing. The concept of swing captured the imagination of music lovers. In fact, Duke Ellington reformed his Harlem-based Cotton Club Orchestra to reflect the big band sound. The Duke eventually delivered it to a nationwide audience during his weekly radio broadcast beginning in 1933. It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing is a 1931 composition by Ellington, probably the first song using the phrase swing in the title. It introduced the term into our everyday language. It was performed in the Oscar Michaud race picture Underworld in 1937. Let's play this iconic tune on Forgotten Hollywood.
Is music if it ain't possessing something sweet. Now it ain't the melody and it ain't the music. There's something else that makes this tune complete. Yes, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Well, don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Yes, don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing, don't mean a thing. Ain't got that swing, boy. I said, don't mean a thing, and all you got to do is sing like la 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 a swinger. Take it, chummy. Thank you.
we're focusing on the big band sound in cinema on Forgotten Hollywood. There's no question the swing era has its roots in the trumpet-playing style of Louis Armstrong after he joined Fletcher Henderson in 1924. Henderson also adapted the idea of arranging jazz compositions from Paul Whiteman after he formed his own orchestra, which included Don Redman and Coleman Hawkins. Based in Atlanta, Henderson took his ensemble to Chicago and New York. The concept of swing captured the imagination of music lovers. With the help of Fletcher Henderson, Benny Goodman borrowed the arrangements of the influential bandleader to provide music for his new radio show in 1935. Almost overnight, the swing era was born in modern society. A true pioneer, he defied Jim Crow laws by hiring black musicians as early as 1936. Goodman's orchestra also appeared in films including The Big Broadcast of 1937, Stage Door Canteen, and Sweet and Lowdown. Here's Let's Dance, the theme from Benny Goodman's NBC radio program, which aired live from the Palomar Ballroom in Los Angeles. And Sing, Sing, Sing from the movie Hollywood Hotel and starring Dick Powell and the Lane Sisters on Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you.
next on Forgotten Hollywood, the fabulous Harry James, the battling Dorsey brothers, and the moody but talented Artie Shaw. We're swinging on Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Was Harry James with his theme song Sira Sira Bin on Forgotten Hollywood. The melody originally appeared in the 1934 Columbia picture One Night of Love. Harry James was a protege of Benny Goodman. No trumpet player had a bigger impact on the swing era. When he formed his own band in 1938, he promptly hired Frank Sinatra as his vocalist. His ties with cinema are undeniable. Not only did he appear in films as Private Buckaroo, Springtime in the Rockies, and The Benny Goodman Story, he played trumpet in Young Man with a Horn, a movie starring Kirk Douglas. He also married Betty Grable. Their tumultuous union lasted a quarter of a century. And speaking of tumultuous, how about the Dorsey brothers? Tommy and Jimmy began as a session orchestra, but split up in 1935. Tommy had a distinctive trombone playing style while Jimmy played the sax. Tommy Dorsey had more hits. He also hired Sinatra, Joe Stafford, Buddy Rich, Dick Hames, and the Pied Pipers. Jimmy had Helen O'Connell. Both were the first big band leaders to have a biography developed for the screen. They temporarily reconciled and starred in the film. It's time to feature Tommy from the Fabulous Dorseys and Jimmy from the Fleets Inn, which starred Dorothy L'Amour and William Holden on Forgotten Hollywood.
Beep. tangerine. She is all they claim, with her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame. Tangerine, when she dances by, Senorita stare and Caballero sigh. And I've seen times when Tangerine had the bourgeoisie believing she were queen. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine.
Masquerade eye and chapel by dashet. Tangerine, with her lips aflame. If the color keeps, Louis Philippe's to blame. And I've seen clothes on Tangerine, where the label says from Macy's Mezzanine. Yes, she's got the guys in a whirl, but she's only fooling one girl. She's only fooling Tangerine.
Welcome to Forgotten Hollywood as we reflect on the swing era during Hollywood's golden age. I'm Manny Pacheco. No one was more independent than Artie Shaw. His arrangements are my personal favorite. I learned to play the clarinet because of his influential style. In response to Goodman's nickname as the King of Swing, Shaw's fans dubbed him the King of the Clarinet. He also sold over 100 million records. His ties to Hollywood are also apparent. He married Lana Turner, Ava Gardner, and Evelyn Keyes, among others. He appeared on the Burns and Allen radio show, earning $60,000 a week. He also received two Academy Award nominations for his work in the Fred Astaire film Second Chorus in 1940. Artie Shaw introduces our next tune from a Vitaphone short on Forgotten Hollywood.
Presenting Miss Helen Forrest singing Deep Purple.
In the sky, through
Forgotten Hollywood will return in a moment with Les Brown, Count Basie, and the most prolific orchestra leader of the big band era. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. One of the more successful ensembles was Les Brown and his Band of Renown. Noted for signing Doris Day, Brown also developed a five-decade relationship with Bob Hope, appearing with the comic on radio, stage, and television. After Hope discovered Tony Bennett, the singer first fronted for Les Brown. In 1945, he recorded a wartime hit that captured the imagination of Allied soldiers making their way through Germany. He played the tune many times while touring with Hope at USO overseas appearances. It's Leapfrog on Forgotten Hollywood. follows the distinctive sound of Count Basie on Forgotten Hollywood. Often overshadowed by Duke Ellington early in his career, the Count favored the idea of infusing blues into his arrangements. He featured the voices of Billie Holiday, Big Joe Turner, and Joe Williams. Count Basie uniquely employed others to arrange his music. He hit his stride in 1942 when he appeared in Reveille with Beverly, a musical starring Ann Miller. His group was also personally invited to play over Armed Forces Radio, and he joined Clark Gable, Betty Davis, Carmen Miranda, and Dinah Shore. Despite his early demise, no one is more fondly remembered than Glenn Miller. Because of his lush arrangements that featured the sax section of his orchestra, and due to his popular repertoire, Miller was a natural in films including Sun Valley Serenade and Orchestra Wives. He also arranged military compositions while he served during World War II. In 1944, the band leader decided to travel to France to entertain U.S. troops, but Miller's plane disappeared over the English Channel because of bad weather. It was never found. He was immortalized when a biography starring Jimmy Stewart was released in 1953. His vocalist, Tex Beneke, also kept Miller's memory alive by touring with the orchestra until the early 1990s. It's our turn to honor the iconic Glenn Miller and the vocal magic of Tex Beneke and the Modernaires on Forgotten Hollywood.
She's the toast
of Kalamazoo.
Years have gone by.
My, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a girl. A real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
Before we step away from Forgotten Hollywood, I'd like to chat about the enduring legacy that the swing era has left us. Musical tastes changed with the emergence of rock and roll, but big band music was still fondly highlighted in the oddest of places. Television curiously showcased its impact, especially during late-night television that starred Steve Allen and later on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. His bandleader, Doc Severinsen, often featured popular arrangements originally performed by big band composers. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to On the Backlot. Well, this week, I feel like Lawrence Welk, ready to give the one and the two down the beat as we uncork these bubbles in the musical wines. You mentioned Doris Day earlier, Manny. Well, fans should check out her website, dorisday.com, where they will discover she has a new CD called My Heart, which is in release in Britain and across Europe and can be ordered through Amazon's UK division. It's worth a listen. My next item is about a treasured Disneyland entertainment area called Carnation Plaza Gardens. It was part of Main Street USA and over the years served as a restaurant and outdoor bandstand. Some of the most legendary names in big band and jazz featured on the stage of the Plaza Gardens included Gene Krupa, Lionel Hampton, Charlie Barnett, Les Brown, Count Basie, Bob Crosby, Harry James, and Benny Goodman. It will be replaced by a storybook village where parkgoers can meet Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Beauty and the Beast, and Rapunzel. Time marches on. Kids will love the new meeting place for their favorite Disney princesses, though we will always remember the sounds of the big bands.
As a child, I met Duke Ellington there.
You did?
Yeah.
Hey, good for you. Hey, by the way, Manny, if you want to know more about the big bands, look for a rare copy of Leo Walker's paperback Big Band Almanac. It is an A to Z listing of all the bands, more than 450 pages, 500 photos, 6,000 names, and the introductions were written by Harry James and Les Brown. You may find a copy at those rare bookstores or on Amazon.com. Finally, Manny, this week a musical tip of the hat to Ray Anthony, who is a big fan of The Spa. He joined the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra in 1942 and formed his own group after the war ended in 1946. We all remember his hits Bunny Hop, Hokey Pokey, and the themes from Dragnet and Peter Gunn. But he recorded one album called Anthony Plays Allen, dedicated to the songs of composer and TV host Steve Allen, who was a huge jazz fan. The one you hear a little bit of in the background right now is Ray's up-tempo showcasing of Mr. Moon, the rarely heard opening theme of Steve Allen's old Tonight Show on NBC. There's lots of big band excitement-styled arrangements on Anthony Plays Allen, and it is finally available on CD. Manny? Say, Manny, what are you doing with that trumpet? I mean, I caught you earlier tapping on the drums. Now, hey, what's with the cowbell? Oh, I bet I know where this is going. Okay, Manny boy, the pipes are calling. Enough of this. I think I will go home and watch Wild Bill Hiccup. And you can go play with your kazoo.
Thank you, Mr. Gary Lycan. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, we appreciate your fine work on today's segment. Yes, we conclude our program by listening to the zany antics of the most offbeat band leader of the swing era, Spike Jones and his City Slickers. His renditions of popular music during Hollywood's golden age were so beloved that he was offered his own radio and television shows. He poked fun at Hitler, the Kentucky Derby, and even the classics with irreverence unmatched by anyone in Tinseltown. This is one of his best, Laura, from the 1944 film Noir Picture, starring Dana Andrews, Gene Tierney, and Clifton Webb. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
In the misty light, footsteps that you hear down the hall, the laugh that floats on the summer night that you can never quite recall.
Now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest, frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. A hide, a hide, a hide, a hide.
Hide, 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 hide.
Around with a loved him, though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. A hidey, a hidey, a hidey, a
hidey, a hidey, a hidey,
a had a dream about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hadi, 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 hadi.
Hadi, 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 hadi,
hadi. Hadi, hadi, hadi,
hadi, hadi. Hadi, hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi. Hadi, 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 hadi. Hadi, 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 hadi. Hadi, 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 hadi. Burringy, burringy, burringy,
aye. Burringy, burringy, burringy.
He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times. Hidey, 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 hidey.
Hidey, hidey, hidey.